First up is Sandy Dockendorf.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Jordan, thank you for nominating me. Most of you have recognized me from standing up in front of a convention at some point, telling you what you can and can't do. I got to tell you, I never get to run for any sort of national delegate position because I have to be neutral through the whole process. And I always kind of viewed that as sort of a negative, and then until I got into the point where I started running for this role, and I went, neutral's good. I laugh about knowing where all the bodies are buried. I'm probably one of the five people who can explain caucus math. I understand the party, but that's not why I'm running. That's really, really not why I'm running. I have a very clear vision for the future of our party, and it hasn't been developed by listening to myself. It's been developed by listening to all of you and to thousands of Iowans across the state. I started talking to folks right after the caucuses, and the frustration level was so high, and I went to Johnson County, went to Johnson County, and I listened to them and had their conversations about how to improve the process, and I went from that county to another county to another county, and I have been working then with the caucus review committee to figure out how we can improve that process. But what I have discovered is that we need to change the focus of our party, that we're so candidate-focused that we have lost our way in terms of defining issues for our voters. And when you talk to the voters, they don't understand who we are anymore. We understand who we are and what we stand for, but our voters have lost that because our candidates get defined in July at the end of the nominating process, and then they only have until November, the first week of November, to make that case to the voters. And our society is so hyper-connected and is hearing so much information, it's really hard for a candidate to get a message through that. And those of you who have been on the Central Committee for a while with me understand that this is something that I've been saying for a while, that we need to have a unified message, a lane in which our candidates can run and be successful, but that we start campaigning for the next election the day that the last election was over, and we're a little late for this go-round. So what I see as the role and the one that I'd like to do is the chair should be an advocate for our issues, should build capacity within our established structure, should assist our allied organizations to grow, and that's more true today than since yesterday than ever before. Facilitate the development and the implementation of a strategic plan that includes creating a modern professional organization with a diversified field organization, a fundraising plan and the call time that's required, the messaging, and then also doing the training for our committee folks, for our county chairs, for our candidates, and for our campaign staff. And then the other thing that has become new to me and to recognize is reducing barriers to participation, those that are seen barriers within our structure, and also those barriers that are unseen with folks having issues with their employment or physical issues with being here. I ask for your vote. I really look forward to moving forward with the party, regardless of who gets elected today. And the folks across the state, don't let anybody tell you that we're not ready to fight, because there has never been the kind of energy that I've seen as I've talked to the thousands of people across the state since the election. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sandy. A note to our candidates, don't feel obliged to stand there for the next 20 or 28 minutes. If you want to sit, if that's more comfortable for you, please feel free to do so. Next up is Derek Eden.
Well, my name is Derek Eden, and I'm proudly running to be chair of the party in this very difficult time as we come off of November's losses, and we're facing red at the executive and legislative levels, both federally and statewide. And I want to talk a little bit about what I'm doing, but I also think that we need to address yesterday. I think, like many of you, I had that feeling in my stomach, that pit made you a little sick watching what was happening. But I think there is restlessness that we can use moving forward. Right now, as we speak, we have 10,000 women that are marching at the Iowa State Capitol in one of the biggest events I've ever seen. And, I have optimism. I saw the reaction there. We are going to keep moving together as a party. We can't let those small differences get in the way of fighting for health care, bargaining, fair wages. And as I've been traveling the state, I've heard from activists across the state. I've heard from you all. I think folks have taken this process very seriously. I'm glad we were able to have an election where our chair candidates had to go present their plans, but most importantly, listen. And I heard from many of the activists in this state that they are very optimistic about moving forward. But it's clear that we need to change how we are operating in this state. 2016 wasn't just a bad year. It was a year that a lot of our flaws and how we operate as a party have been exposed. And I'm confident that there's a few things that we can do to ensure that we move together in a way that shows Terry Branstad, Kim Reynolds, and Donald Trump that they can't take Iowa for granted. They're going to have to fight for everything they want to do here in this state. And first, one of the things I think we do is we change our culture. There is a seat at the table for everyone in the Iowa Democratic Party. We are the party of John Lewis. We are the party of Barack Obama. We are the party of many civil rights leaders that have consistently brought new people in. And I think we need to show people of various communities. We need to show our base not only what we're against with the Trump administration, with the Branstad and Reynolds administration, but what we're for. We shouldn't avoid a fight on the issues. We should start it. And I think we're in a position where we make sure that we are including those in the process, that we are listening to the grassroots, and we go forward with a strong economic message. We believe in fair wages and equal opportunity. We believe in rewarding hard work. And that is something that we did not do a good job of communicating in this last election. But I think we can take it to the Republicans and we can show our base that we have your backs. This is the party that is going to organize, and we're going to give them hell over the next few years. And as chair, I would make sure that we are also investing in organizing, whether it's the county level, whether it's the SEC, our great constituency caucuses, or activists that are interested in putting your name on the ballot. You will hear from me as a chair. We will be traveling, we will be training, we will be making sure that mentors are available for folks, because we can't afford to lose anybody in this fight. I think 2017 will be measured by how many new people were we able to bring into our ranks. And I'm very excited about that. I was proud to lead President Obama's organization, and we were able to win in some very tough times. We were able to get health care passed. I believe I have the experience to make sure that we are moving forward. And I also believe that I'm the best candidate to make sure that we move forward together. While we have differences, the one thing we can control is how we respect each other, how we bring us into this process, and I hope I can earn your support today. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Eden. Next up is Mike Grunstall.
Thank you. Thank you all. I think I'll hold this because I don't want to bend down the whole time. First of all, it is truly an honor to be here, to even be considered for this position. I've got to tell you, I've had some great elections over the years that I remember well. I remember 2004 when we tied the Iowa Senate, surprised everybody in the world. I remember 1982 when I first ran for office. But I've also had some disappointment and won a seat that supposedly a Democrat couldn't win. I remember all of those elections, but I also remember the bad ones. 2016 was one of those bad election years. I go back to 1980. Remember Ronald Reagan became president? Some of you remember that. Ronald Reagan became president, and in 1982, partly because he was president, overplayed his hand, Democrats picked up 28 new seats in the Iowa House. Democrats, 28 new seats in the Iowa House in 1982. I know because I was one of them. We have a great party that has done 100 things incredibly well. And there's 100 things our party could do better. We've got to do better on message. We've got to do better on fundraising. We've got to do better on diversity. The strength of the Iowa Democratic Party is the diversity that's in this room and some diversity that isn't in this room. That's the strength. Every voice needs to be heard. But when it's all said and done, we're Democrats. We need to be unified. That doesn't mean we need to agree, but we need to be unified if we're going to take advantage of 2018, which could be an incredible election year for Democrats, okay? So I'm excited as a Democrat that we are the party, not I am the party, not Mike Gronstall in the Iowa Senate. There were 25 other Democrats there helping me do those things. We are the party of civil rights. We're the party of marriage equality. We're the party of raising the minimum wage. We're the party of making sure everybody has access to health care. You know, I tell this story about when I was a kid, and half of you have heard it before. I was riding a bike, crashed into a car, and my brother injured my knee. My brother helped me home. My father took me to the doctor, Jenny Edmondson Hospital. We met the doctor there. He checked my knee, said, "Does this hurt?" "Yeah." "Does that hurt?" "Yeah." He moved every way he moved it, it hurt. And I will never forget his words to my father. He said, "I don't think anything's broken." I don't think, that wasn't very reassuring to the 6 or 7 year old. "I don't think anything's broken. Do you have health insurance, Paul?" My dad said, "Yeah, we've got good insurance at the bank." I remember feeling special that day because I was a banker's son. Today in Iowa, no kid, not one in the state of Iowa, has to worry about whose son or daughter they have to get access to affordable health care coverage. That's Democrats. That's what we stand for. That's why I'm running for state party chair, to win some races, get our voice back in policy, stand up for the middle class, grow our economy. That's what I'm about. That's why I want this job. I ask for your support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Gronstall. Next up, Bob Krause.
Just raise up. I like to talk with my hands, so I want to get it where I can talk. And I'm Bob Krause, and I want to take America back, and I want to take it back with you. Why do we need to take it back? Because there was a guy that had a red hat, and it said, "Make America Great Again." Remember that fella? And he used that to frame the message. And once he had framed the message, he added on to it with bad things he said about us, and we had no framed message. Our message was here, it was there. Some of it we'd taken from the Republicans, some of it was from the Republicans, and they put it on us, and we were garbled and we lost. And if you look at the way the party works, we had, if we have a good organizing campaign, we'll win about an extra 2 to 4% on our margins. And that in tight years has always tided us over. We've got absentee ballots, we've got GOV, but this year it went well beyond that, and it was obviously the message. As an example, think of the grand old party, the GOP. We cuss them out, and they're still the grand old party, but they're not the grand old party. They sold out to Putin, they sold out to Russia, they sold out to the middle class, they sold out labor, they sold out minorities, they sold out disabled. Every single interest group that the Democratic Party represents, they sold out to. They're the sellout party. Never call them the GOP, call them the SOP. They are the sellout party. As another example, they're going to get ready to do some big tax breaks, tax relief, they'll call it. We don't call it tax relief. We call it tax expenditures and reduction in service. We do not call it tax relief. And that is how we frame our message. And if we frame our message broadly enough, that we're all inside the umbrella, our unity problems will take care of themselves. Because that's the way human psychology works. If we're all on the same sheet of music, we're going to think like we're on the same sheet of music, and we will be unified. And I'm the guy to help carry that message because I was the neutral party in the big battle. I stayed neutral between Hillary and Bernie and the other factions within the party. And that makes me the honest broker. I can come to both sides and I can talk. I've attended both sides' events and I can do that. We will be unified, and what happens when we're unified? Then the synergy starts and we can get into money. Message, unity, money. Those are the three big elements, and if we are energized, we can do it. And we need a few things extra. We need some work on digital fundraising. We need some work on the regional parties so that we have 99 counties with 99 regions. We also need some work with the different constituency caucuses, where we have a gala for the constituency caucuses alone, so they can do what they do best, which is get out on the ground floor and do things. If you do this, it's M-U-M, message, unity, money. That's what I want to work for, and I ask for your support so that we can work together for a successful 2018 and a successful 2020. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Krause. Next up, Blair Lawton.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for having me here today. And thank you to all of you that took the time to chat with me these past couple months. I was able to hear a lot of great ideas from those conversations, and it really gave me an opportunity to meet a lot of great Democrats. I also appreciated the opportunity to talk about my top priority, which is making 2017 the year of party building. I think that's the only way we can get back to being successful in our 2018 races. I've also had an opportunity to talk about how I think we hit some of those goals, doing things like strengthening our county parties, having a renewed focus in rural areas, contesting every legislative race, and getting back to being a welcoming party. I've really talked at length about those, so I'm not going to really address those today. Instead, I want to talk about three other ways that I think we can strengthen our party. Number one is fundraising. I understand that fundraising is an important piece of the chair's role. If elected, I would plan to spend at least 30 hours a week making fundraising phone calls and meeting with donors individually to build those relationships. I also think our party can do more to ask our donors to contribute to specific programs. Number two is party unity. I think it's important to address the divisions that we currently do have in the party, and I think the SEC has an opportunity to lead by example on that. Let's get to know one another better. What's 10 time telling our personal stories? At the end of the day, we'll realize that we have so much more in common than what divides us. Win or lose today, I do hope to develop a relationship with everybody in this room. Number three, I want to talk a little bit about Iowa's first in the nation status. As we all know, we have an important DNC chair election next month, and whoever wins the party chair election today will get a vote in that. If elected, I would plan to take that vote very seriously. I strongly value Iowa's first in the nation status. It's good for the party, and it's good for the people of Iowa. If elected, I would plan to ask each of the DNC chair candidates as well, do you value that status? And if you do, what do you plan to do to protect Iowa's first in the nation status? You know, we've had a rough couple of last couple of election cycles, but I think if we work together, strengthen and organize our party, we can have a real shot to take back the governor's mansion in 2018 and turn the tide in the state legislature. Let's work together and make 2017 the year of party building. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lawton. Next up, Kurt Meyer.
My name is Kurt Meyer. I am chair of the Tri-County Democrats, Worth, Mitchell, and Howard counties. I mentioned earlier I do not require compensation. I think those dollars can better be spent elsewhere. Now some straight talk among friends. I know planning. Our party must plan. I have done it. I know fundraising. Our party must fundraise. I have done it. I know party building. Our party must build, and I have done it. Of greatest value, our party needs leadership. I can provide it. Qualifications are important. Experience matters. We all say elections matter, and it's true. And this one matters. In recent years, our party has not had a chair from rural Iowa, and we've paid a price for that. We must do better in rural Iowa if we're serious about a comeback, and I believe we are. I'm from rural Iowa. I live in rural Iowa. I love rural Iowa. We can send a powerful signal this afternoon to about 90 of our counties by electing a chair from rural Iowa. The message would be, we hear you. Our chair is Kurt Meyer. Help is on the way. Several weeks after the last election, I got a letter, a handwritten letter from Reed, who was our Victory 16 staff person in the Tri-Counties. Wonderful, big puppy of a man. He did a terrific job. Let me share a paragraph or two from his letter, starting halfway through the note. Thanks most of all and most enduringly for your verve. Yours is a high-watt verve, and I hope we will see its light shed on the entire state very soon. I cannot say what this would have been without you, but I can say you gave me the best advice I received all cycle. You said, Reed, on this job, you will completely lose control of your life. I remember saying that. Mm-hmm. And you have to laugh, or you won't really get your residual here. Well, I laughed a lot. I completely lost control of my life, and we rather completely lost an election. Now, Reed continues. While there's no consolation here, for what it's worth, I am certain we picked up the thread that every good team must find in every contest, political or otherwise, to call themselves a team. This might be a team thread that you've found many times before in politics, but this was my first time, and it was profound. Love and gratitude, Reed. Yes, in the Tri-Counties, we rely on the essential team thread. Now, I don't think our state party has completely lost the team thread, but we may have temporarily misplaced it. Trust me, I know where it is. We must quickly find our team thread, and we will. We must quickly change our party's course, and we will. We must quickly get ready for action, and we will. I look forward to working with you. I know many of you and have worked with you. We can do this. My name is Kurt Meyer, and I ask for your vote. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Meyer. Next up, Kim Weaver.
Thank you. I hate podiums, so I'm not standing behind one. I would be honored to be your state party chair. I worked very hard in the 4th District in my congressional campaign, and I'm very proud to say that when other candidates had a $22 per vote cost, I had $1.22. That means I ran an extremely grassroots campaign while working full-time. I got about 4 to 5 hours of sleep a night for about a year and a half. So you can be guaranteed that I will work my heart out for you. However, what I really want to talk about is what I'll do if I'm not elected. I'll still be a member of the State Central Committee. And I pledge to each and every single one of you and all of my fellow chair candidates that should I not be elected, you will have my full support, because it is important that we come together and we work together. We need a chair who is bold. We need a chair who is not afraid to stand up for what they believe in. We need a chair who will attend rallies to support Medicare and Medicaid. We need a chair who will support the people who are fighting the Bakken pipeline. But we also need a chair who will stand in solidarity to our union brothers and sisters. I am one of the union brothers and sisters, and I am a proud member of AFSCME. And I will continue to fight for collective bargaining rights. I live in one of the most rural areas of the state. 13% of the registered Democrats, or the registered voters in my county, are Democrats. I recruited people to run in my Iowa House district the last 2 cycles. So while we're talking about recruiting people to run in the reddest areas of the state,
I've done it. Over the last three cycles, I built 9 websites for Iowa State House and Senate candidates. I even built one while I was running for Congress. I'll continue to do that. This election is important. It's not just a popularity contest. The future of our party and the future of our state depends on the outcome. Our brothers and sisters in the unions are counting on us. Our teachers are counting on us. Our students are counting on us. And our state is counting on us. So let's choose wisely, and then let's get to work. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Weaver. Ladies and gentlemen, there you have our candidates for the position of chair for the Iowa Democratic Party.